attention. ABC. Abaddon, the angel of the abyss, the serpent. Ovid means sheep. Ovid. More information about the word Ovid. Ovid meaning sheep. See it? The letter C means angel of the bottomless pit, serpent. The serpent, angel of the abyss, Ovid, sheep, and then 19, slaughter. Okay, now, let me show you something about the origin of the COVID-19 name. Where did it come from? So here it is. COVID-19 is a name for the disease, not for the virus that causes it, which until now had a temporary moniker of 2019-nCoV, signifying it was a novel coronavirus that emerged last year. But so anyway, you can go read up on the nonsense that they jumped around with these different reasons they gave it the name COVID. But none of it's believable when you see what I'm going to show you. None of the stuff they say is even remotely believable. Let me show you the Pfizer logo, and then let me show you the evolution of the Pfizer logo. Okay, first I want to show you the people standing in line for the COVID vaccine. See, they took a picture and made sure the picture showed them right side up, upside down. There's Ozzy Osbourne in a video called Patient Number 9, and this demonic entity that's got the number 9, it turns upside down and turns to 6, and Ozzy becomes the demon. The word Pfizer right here, P-F-I-Z-E-R, the F and the I are linked together, making a 6 and a 9 linked together. No different than the Ozzy Osbourne video, Patient Number 9, where they show him getting an injection, and it literally says, I am alive again, meaning Satan. And right here on this lady's dress, I put the number 6 so you could see the reflection in the water is 9. So 6, here they are getting their COVID injection right here. I put the number 6 on her dress, the reflection is 9, 6 and 9. Here's Ozzy Osbourne getting an injection in Patient Number 9, where a demon literally takes over the host body system. Here's Pfizer. They connected the F and the I together. F is 6, I is 9. Okay, let me show you something about this logo right here. You see this? It's a DNA. They said it's a DNA, strand mixed with another DNA strand. I went and looked it up. But this is a new logo, guys. This right here, that's funny. That matches the people standing in line for the COVID vaccine. It matches the 6 and the 9 on Ozzy. And it matches this very odd Heineken commercial where it says, cheers to unexpected new friends. Representing an angel going to a party with a bunch of wild partiers and a woman in red getting him all dirtied up and then throwing him out of the party. Kind of like you went to the demon or the serpent's host body party, the serpent race. You came into it. You got all dirty. Now get the F out of the party. Now let me show you that with Martha Stewart's commercial real quick. Pay attention. Okay, here we go. Here's the guy in the commercial I'm going to show you. You'll see the number 11 right behind him, and then the number 6 on the door. So 116 upside down and backwards is 911. But then to make it totally obvious, he takes his finger and he puts it in the center of the 6 and he turns it upside down himself to show you 9/11. Angel of the bottomless pit has everything to do with this freaking vaccine, and I guarantee you, you should be able to see by the end of this video that everything I'm telling you is correct here. Okay, here you go. Now we're going to do Martha Stewart with it. I'm going to show you Martha Stewart right before that other video. So let's do it. Here's Martha Stewart.
You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. Just leave already? That's COVID-19.
They're suggesting that they're coming to cut the heads off all the sheep. That's all there is to it. And if they say otherwise, they're just effing liars. They're saying they're coming for the sheep. Watch. Here you go. Let me show you. Here you go. Here's the Heineken cheers to unexpected friends. He gets kicked out of the party. Like that unexpected guest that you don't want there anymore, you want to leave.
Ooh.
There you go, 9/11, Angel of the Bottomless Pit. He just went to a party. They said, okay, time for you to leave. You got all dirtied up. They kicked him out. Same thing as Martha Stewart.
You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19.
Okay, the difference between that one is the Heineken commercial, it looks like he went into a party and he's had fun and yeah, and they're just throwing him out. No, he went, that's an angel, went to a party that's called the Earth. He got all dirtied up by the woman in red, the whore, and then he gets thrown out of the party. And the angel of the bottomless pit, 9/11, is what's going to judge him because it's a twin system and he just got judged. The vaccine's everything about the angel of the bottomless pit. That's what the vaccine's all about. They had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit. And he's implementing this vaccine. He's the one doing it. Okay, and I'll keep proving that over and over and over again. Let this sink into your head. Do y'all know what the Nazca lines are in Peru? The Nazca lines. These are the Nazca lines in Peru. There's some of a spider right here. Well, they say it's a spider. Yep, and a bird right here. These are the Nazca lines in Peru. You can only see them from above. You cannot see them unless it's from above. These are the Nazca lines. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's a little weird that the Vatican, right here, I'm proving it. I'm not suggesting it. I'm proving the Vatican is the angel of the bottomless pit representative here on Earth because they built their whole damn building in the shape of the serpent. So the whole, they say they worship God, but who's their God? They reverence the Virgin. I was born and raised Catholic. So they reverence the Virgin. They pray to the Virgin. And in their building, the mouth of that serpent is a dead sheep made up of male, right side up, and female reproductive systems upside down. So you have the male reproductive system right side up, and you invert the whole sheep. And it's the female reproductive system. That's the system that we're trapped in, the double-headed phoenix, male and female, right side up, upside down, opposing energies. The vaccine's all about locking you into this system and not ever letting you get out of it, ever. They put graphene in it. You know what graphene is, right? Graphene oxide? Graphene oxide is a form of metal. If you read Daniel 12, you know the iron mixed with the miry clay is the final solution. And at that time, the great God of heaven and the rock that was hewn from the quarry without hands shall crush all these other kingdoms. And I'm here to tell you that time's here.
Warning, here's how a lack of prayer is making you spiritually weak. When we lack prayer, the flesh, which is the sin nature, is strengthened. When the flesh is strengthened, our resistance against temptation is weakened. A lack of prayer will always lead to a lack of wisdom, boldness, holiness, peace, love, and joy. To lack prayer is to depend upon self instead of upon God. To lack prayer is to lack direction and purpose. When you neglect prayer, your awareness of God's presence begins to diminish. You can accomplish more in a single prayer-filled day than you can in a prayerless week. Will you make a commitment to live a lifestyle of prayer?
We know that this world is not run by God. This world has a fallen realm called the physical realm of Earth. It's a fallen realm. Things down here don't work correctly anymore. So this world is a fallen system that has a God whose name is Satan, Lucifer. He has taken over and he is trying to control everything. So you have to walk in the Spirit. So it's so important that you go into the secret place and encounter the atmosphere of heaven.
God wants you to know that trials and tragedy aren't proof that he's abandoned you. Don't allow the enemy to use your emotions and struggles as evidence against the goodness of God. God hasn't abandoned you. God hasn't rejected you. God hasn't forgotten about you. His promises are still true. What he said will still come to pass. Remember that nothing can separate you from the love of God. The pain you feel today doesn't compare to the glory that's coming. Hang on, don't give up. God is victorious.
Meanwhile, on TikTok. TikTok user Nina Enton shared a creepy video of her nephew, Emmy, on her TikTok page. In the video, the boy discovers the hidden nanny cam that's carefully placed in his bedroom to keep a safe eye on him. But what happens next is downright chilling. The terrifying face of what appears to be an elderly woman can be seen staring at the camera. Nina claims her nephew was alone in his room at the time of this recording. Now, fake or not, when I first saw this video, it freaked me out. So, either way, the video is definitely very creepy. But as for whether it's real or fake, as always, you decide.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters, Trinidad James is a famous rapper seen here showing off his bling. Seen here wearing a prosthetic eye for some reason. And he's doing the flying lotus mudra, similar to the Uttara Bodhi mudra, but it's two fingers pointing up and two fingers interlocking with the other fingers. This is well on file too. All these people are doing the same thing. So this is something. It's not nothing. Many people do these yoga gestures, these mudras and other signs and symbols because it's something. This is our biblical world. I'm not making this up. I'm showing exactly what I'm talking about on the screen. And in case we were disappointed, he's doing the Uttara Bodhi mudra as well. God bless you, everyone.
The only hills in Florida are man-made.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Hi, sir.
All right, we made it to our destination.
Yep.
We're going to have something to eat because that was a good bike ride. And then we are going to be alert for what the Lord wants us to do here.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Okay.
I feel it, yeah.
You feel it in that elbow?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, so Lord Jesus, this is a humble young man. Holy Spirit, come and tell upon him right now. In Jesus' name, elbow be healed, trauma go. In Jesus' name, no pain. Amen.
Full restoration now, in Jesus' name.
Do this, and now do a push-up.
Looks like you're doing good.
He's trying to find it because he's not finding it, I think, right? He's like, you feel the power of God here.
Yeah.
Did you find it? Was it there?
Yeah, I feel it.
It did show up, still the pain?
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of like...
rusty a bit.
Yeah.
Like my bones were like cracking and stuff.
Okay, but you did a lot of them, so did you feel like it was better?
Yeah. Cause so like when I get to like to a range from like I would say like more than 15, I can feel it for sure.
And so you did a whole bunch more on that time because you were looking for it?
Mm-hmm.
And did it eventually start showing up?
No.
It didn't show up.
So also, the Lord wants to use you because you're a very humble young man, and he looks for the humble to exalt. And you've also got awareness that's beyond your years. Even though you're very young, you listen. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you
so
take
you see
time
in his,
to
his
listen.
Said he's listens closely to what's mm-hmm. going on and what people are saying.
And that's a
you
very
like it,
rare
right?
quality. Yeah. It's a sign of wisdom.
Right.
That you take stock, you observe, and you consider things. So you've got this gifting in you to step back and almost look like at things with an eagle's eye perspective.
Yeah.
And that's going to attribute to your career as well. So Father in Heaven, I pray that you reveal to our brother here the path that you have for him. You have so much for him because it's very rare to find someone like you.
When you did the first couple push-ups, you felt that injury. And then after I prayed and you did more, you didn't feel it really. Mm-hmm. That's accurate?
Yeah.
You're not just like, what, making me feel good?
No.
it's like, you know what you're doing right now? All day long, you say, Jesus, I believe. I believe you have healed my elbow. There's no reason why this shouldn't heal completely, and I believe you've done it, so I receive it. And I thank you for it. You do that throughout the day, because it's an attitude of gratitude that God likes, and it keeps the power of God on you.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Amen.
Like I said, we've seen it thousands of times. We've seen Jesus heal people all over the world. Everywhere in the United States, it's like, it's so real. It's amazing.
You know what I was seeing? I was seeing that you are concerned about some of your friends. That there are some of your friends that you're worried about. Yeah?
Yeah,
so it's been on your heart. You still have a heart for them, and they've gone a different path.
Yeah.
But you still
Many
love
friends.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we came out of the restaurant, the young man that we ministered to was feeling great. He said, my arm feels really light. And so that's a common manifestation for those of you who understand and know the power of God. And then he also asked some other questions. He asked some spiritual questions in a very like humble, gentle way. So he obviously knew that something real had happened, because whenever somebody asks other questions, that's always the case. It's because they were touched.
Yes,
so.
And we had left him after we saw him when we were exiting, and we were preparing to leave, and he came back again and he said, could I ask you a personal question? And then he wanted more ministry, so
right.
That was quite touching. So we got to share with him on a personal issue. Yeah, I think this is such a cool idea, because we get to exercise, we get to take you out and see some of the scenery and the places that the Lord guides us to go to, and then we have ministry appointments. It's amazing.
Yeah. Amen. See you next time.
I'm not quite sure. I've just had pain in my shoulders for a few weeks.
You did exercise, were you? Or?
Just life.
Just life?
Yeah, life.
Both. Is it hard to raise it up, that pain?
Yeah, and I have trouble sleeping.
Check me out here. How far can you raise it without pain? That's painful right now.
You know you want to.
Church, what's that here?
Dave.
Another day. Give me pray for Dave. Let's pray right now, especially if you have a deep sleep, no pain, no problems. Lord, right now, bless Dave, he's working with the kids, but Lord, right now, God asks you for a miracle for his shoulders. Just oh, yes, sorry. Hey, Dave, raise your arm. Brother, up.
Come on.
How's that?
Yeah, it's good.
Hey, guys.
Good. Yeah.
Give a little hand in there. For your work. Brilliant, mate.
But I can improve you. And we can make a change. And I don't deserve you. I'll do anything. I need a home again. Let us all be free. Just give me a chance. I can make it last. Let us all be free.
Thank you.